We are starting the second edition of the Identity and Access Management DevRoom. My name is Alexander Bokovoy. This is Iker Pedroza. Formally, we are the ones who organize this DevRoom. So if you have any questions, anything, please talk to us. And a guy in blue t-shirt will be the guy moderating specific session. I'm not talking about him or Trevinia specifically because this is a moving target. We have one t-shirt for people who will be moderating, yes. And so I wanted to do a bit of history reminder. We had the first edition 6 years ago. It was, I think, a successful one. We got roughly the same amount of talks we will hear today, and they were as much diverse and wide in topics. And also we had quite a lot of people coming to listen to the point that at some some talks we actually caught the FOSDEMQ sickness. There were like 50 people in the room. There was a smaller room and 100-something people waiting to get into the room. So truly FOSDEM sickness part that we enjoyed 6 years ago. I hope we will have enough space because this is like twice the room, the first one. And for this year, as you all know, this URI probably it has the whole schedule, and you can get access to all the things that I will just remind to speakers here that please upload slides using this new interface, the pre-talks, but please upload them roughly like half an hour before your talk so that people who will be watching this live stream and they have some reference point and can see there. You can omit things from the slides that you want to make a surprise during the live presentation so that it's not spoiled, but it's typically good to have it uploaded. Since this is a smaller room and we don't have the another mic, please, when you're talking and hearing some questions, please repeat the questions so that it's recorded in the mic. Finally, we have smaller slots, but please leave like 1 or 2 minutes so that we can change to the next one and don't get the time taken from the next one. And for the, since this is largely done by automation and volunteers, you will get an email from the video team that will give you a link with the details of your presentation recording. And you need to act on that.